Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Dean's Faves. Everything you ever wanted to know about rock music and the bands that make it.
It's the Dean's Faves SpongeBob special. Hello, boys and girls. This is Dean Williamson, welcoming you to the Dean's Faves SpongeBob SquarePants special on i6.9 Plains Media. It's going to be a great night tonight, isn't it, Gary?
Meow.
I don't know exactly why, but I love it when he says that. Anyway, moving on to our first song of the evening. The song was actually co-written by the voice of SpongeBob himself, Tom Kenny. This is The Best Day Ever.
Just wait and see. Jumped out of bed and I ran outside. Feeling so extra, ecstatified. It's the best day ever.
Hey, Gary.
Meow.
Why is this the best day ever, you ask? Because, Gary, I get to start this wonderful day bringing life to a whole new generation of delicious Krabby Patties. Followed by a vigorous midday session of karate with Sandy. And an afternoon jellyfishing with Patrick, where I'll unveil my newest, most prized possession, the Deluxe Jelly Slayer Composite Pro. And for the grand finale, every one of my closest friends joining together for Squidward's clarinet recital. I am so excited, I think I'm gonna explode! It's the best day ever. It's the best day ever. It's the best day ever. It's the best.
settle down.
I'm...
Take it easy. What the scallop?
I'm a goofy goober! You're a goofy goober! We're all goofy goobers! Goofy, goofy, goober, goober!
Huh? His dance moves are impressive, but I'm in control. Seize him!
This is Dean Williamson, and you're listening to the Dean's Fave SpongeBob SquarePants special on 96.9 Plains Media. That song you just heard was Goofy Goober Rock, a parody of Twisted Sister's I Wanna Rock, and it was featured in the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, which many of you will probably watch tonight. Alright folks, let's move on to our next song of the evening. The song has unironically become a meme ever since the tragic death of the show's creator, Steven Hillenburg, in 2018. This is Ween's Ocean Man, and in the words of SpongeBob SquarePants, Manager, this is the greatest day of my life.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip. Ocean Man,
I'm
This is Dee Williamson, and you're listening to the Dean's Fave SpongeBob SquarePants special on i6.9 Plains Media. That song deserved was Smashing Pumpkins, Tonight, Tonight. The video for this song was inspired by A Trip to the Moon, won multiple video music awards at the MTV VMAs, including Video of the Year, a featured appearance by Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob, and his wife, Jill Talley, the voice of Karen. All right, folks. Let's move on to our final song of the evening and move away from all the SpongeBob stuff. This is a song by a Canadian artist who we tragically lost 3 years ago today. So, I guess it's only fitting that we play Gordon Lightfoot's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Well, it looks as though Dean's pretty busy at the moment, so I'll say it for him. Good night and happy holidays. Until next week, this is Dee Williamson saying if you see me in person, please leave me be.